Mary. Okay, go back with me to Deuteronomy 18, which Brother Coffey read for us. Deuteronomy 18. We have been looking at Acts chapter 3, where Peter was preaching again at Jerusalem in the temple. We're outside the temple there, and he quoted this. Peter quoted this passage recorded here. And let's read it again. Let's read a couple of verses again. Verse 15 and verse 18. Let's read these two verses. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet. Notice the capital P. Not just any prophet, but the greatest of all. From the midst of thee, and of thy brethren, like unto me, Moses said, unto him ye shall hearken. He said the world hearkens unto these diviners and these observers of time, but not my people. They're not going to hearken to anyone but my prophet, the prophet. Verse 18, I will raise them up a prophet, capital P, from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. Let's read the next verse. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. And Peter said, that soul will the Lord destroy. We won't hearken to this prophet. Now, what is a prophet? Well, a prophet was a man who spoke the word of God. Not his own thoughts or opinions, but who spoke and declared the word, the will of God, as God spoke to him. Hebrews 1, verse 1 says, God, who at sundry times and divers manners spake unto the fathers by the prophets. But then he went on to say, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Prophets are gone after him. Now, why doesn't God speak out loud? Why didn't he speak out loud? And go with me to Exodus chapter 20, the book of Exodus, chapter 20. We're going to stay in the book of Exodus a little bit. Why did not God himself speak to man years ago? And why doesn't he do it now? Well, we read there, we followed along as it was read, where God said, you've well spoken in saying, let not us hear the voice of the Lord our God. Because God is holy and man is sinful. And Scripture says, our God, who is God, is a consuming fire. Scripture says, our God, no man can see. He said, no man can see my face and live. He said, no man hath, no man hath or shall, no man can see my face and live. Nor can anyone hear his voice, which Psalm 29 says is powerful, is thundereth, is majestic, which breaketh the cedars. And man couldn't tolerate. Look at this, verse 18. All the people saw the thunderings and the lightning and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they were moved and stood afar off. And they said to Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. When people talk about God said this to me and that to to me, it's obvious it wasn't the God of the Bible. But people then had a little fear of God, and they knew God could not speak to them. He was holy. So God raised up men who were prophets to speak for him to the people. And Moses was a great prophet, a man to reveal God's mind. Thank God for Moses. Thank God for Samuel. Thank God for Elijah. Thank God for Isaiah. Thank God for John. John the Baptist was the last of the Old Testament prophets, men that God raised up to speak God's word. Well, now here, Moses. Moses says, and later Peter preaches this, he says, another prophet, much, much greater, infinitely so, much, much greater shall the Lord God raise up from among the people, among the brethren. He looks like a man, and he is a man, but he's much more than that. A prophet of whom Moses wrote. All that he wrote was of this prophet. This wasn't the only thing which Moses wrote of that prophet. See, beginning at Genesis 1 to the end of Moses' 5 books, it's all about this one. And the scripture says, to him give all the prophets witness. So, in essence, the whole Bible, the whole Old Testament, is about this woman. They came to John the Baptist, the last of the Old Testament prophets. Our Lord honored John. Said, who did you go out to see, a prophet? He said, more than that. Well, they came to John. They realized he was a great man. They came to him and said, are you that prophet? And he doesn't hesitate. He let it be known very quickly. What did he say? No. And they kept plying. What? Who are you? Just a voice. And he quickly pointed. He's a prophet, all right, but to him, that prophet, John gave witness, he said. The lad, like the rest of it, he said, he must increase. I must decrease. Are you that prophet? No. No, I am not. The woman at the well. The woman at the well, the Lord was talking to her. She didn't know who he was, and she said to him, and she, like most of the people, knew and expected the Messiah was coming. The Christ was coming. That prophet of whom Moses spoke. And she said, when Messiah is come, he'll tell us all things. We know that. When Messiah has come, he'll tell us all things. And Christ said to her, fastened his eyes on her and said, I that speak unto thee am. And she left her water pot, her prized earthly possession, left her water pot, went running home, and she told her friends and her family, whoever would listen to her, she said, come see a man that told me all that I ever did. Is not this the Christ or that prophet? This is him, isn't it? One time when our Lord, remember when our Lord revealed himself? Well, when our Lord simply said to Philip, he said, when you were sitting under the fig tree, I saw you. Long before Philip saw him, Christ saw Philip. And Philip said, thou, you're the Christ. And he went running back. Philip went running and said, we found him of whom Moses wrote. We found him. That prophet. And so Peter preached that day. We looked Sunday there at Acts 3. He preached that this is the Christ. Look what Moses said of that prophet. Verse 15. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren. From the midst of thee. One of our ladies loves Psalm 89:19 real well, which says, I have laid help on one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of people. He looked like a man. He was a man. He was a man. But more than that. More than that. God man. He's one of us, yes. But holy, harmless, separate from sinner. Made flesh, yes. But just in the likeness of sinful flesh. Without sin. He's our near kinsman, you see. He's flesh and bone. He said that to his disciples when he rose. And touch me. A spirit hath not flesh and bone, as you see me have. He was a babe in a manger. He was a child growing up in stature and wisdom. He was a man. Scripture says he was tempted in all points. What a blessing that is. The Lord will raise up a prophet from among the brethren, like unto me, Moses said, tempted at all points, but without sin. He hungered, he thirsted, he was weary, he was sorrowful. A man among men. Looked like a man, dressed like a man, common man. Lived as a man for men. Yes, the Lord will raise up a prophet from among the brethren. Look at verse 15. Then he says, he's like unto me. Moses said, he's like unto me. Well, Paul later wrote in the Hebrews, he said, holy brethren, I want you to consider with me this apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Consider who, he who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. But this man, now Paul is going to write a book called Hebrews. God wrote it through him. But this book of Hebrews reveals the whole Old Testament, practically. And he's about to write this, and he said, I want you to consider with me. We're going to start considering this man who was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who builds a house is much greater than the house itself. So I want you to consider with me. We're going to look at it in Exodus. How Christ is like Moses. This prophet like unto Moses, only better. That's what the Hebrews says throughout, doesn't it? He's a high priest, somewhat like Aaron, but like Melchizedek, really. He's better. Better than all these things. All right, let's consider the look back at Exodus chapter 2. Go back there with me. Exodus chapter 2. Let's look at several things. For the sake of time, I won't have you look at all of these. I did. I went through and looked at probably 50 or 60 verses of Scripture that clearly speak of Christ. Just amazing. Just amazing. Well, Moses, when Moses was born, back in chapter 2, he was a priest. He was born of Levi. And it says his parents said of Moses when he was born, he's a goodly child. His mother, Tammy, said, he's such a good boy. That's what all mothers say about their sons, don't they? And they quickly reveal that they're, less than perfect. But now, when you know of a certainty that when Mary watched and observed that child that she had the privilege of bearing, and I'm quite sure she said, he's a good boy. And the mother, yeah, okay. No, you don't understand. I mean, he really is. He doesn't cry needlessly. He doesn't have that obstinate look on his face. He's a goodly child. That's because he's more than a man. He's the Son of the Most High God, a goodly child. You know, Christ is not just a goodly child. He's all the goodness of God Himself. the goodness of God personified. When God told Moses, I'll make all my goodness pass before you, I'll proclaim the name of the Lord, who was he talking about? The goodness of God in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, they took Moses as a child and laid him in an ark, didn't they? A little ark. Like a bread basket, and cast that bread on the water. They saw it again after many days, didn't they? But they put him in a little ark, and our Lord, he was born poor, in other words. Moses was born very poor, very, very meager beginning, and our Lord was laid in the manger, wasn't he? He said, the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. As no one ever lived poorer than he. He who was rich for our sake became poor. Like unto Moses, laid in the manger. Well, Moses was destined to be Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Egypt has always represented the world. Destined to be Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Yet Moses, Scripture says, when he was come of years, it says he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than all the treasures of Egypt. Well, that fits our Lord. Huh? He who was equal with God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took on himself the form of a servant. Moses, destined to be Pharaoh, yet he served God's people. Christ, King of kings, Lord of lords, he said, I am come not to be ministered unto, but to minister. Yes, like unto Moses. Look at verse 11 in chapter 2. This is good. Verse 11, it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown, he went out unto his brethren and looked on their burdens. Moses said, God's going to raise a prophet like me who will go out and look at his brethren's burdens. Our Lord said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem. He stood in that great day and said, come unto me. All you that labor and heavy laden, looked on our burdens, aren't you thankful? Verse 14, and he came to his own, though, and they received him not, didn't he? He saw, verse 13, he saw two men striving together, and an Egyptian, verse 12, he was beating on this, verse 11, I'm sorry, he was smiting a Hebrew, one of his brethren. Look at verse 12. It says, he looked this way and that way and saw no, there was no man. And then he slew that enemy of his brother. Does that ring a bell, that scripture? He looked and saw that there was no man. Now, you who are well versed in scripture, Psalm 59 says this. He looked and saw that there was no man. God looked down, it displeased him. There was no judgment. Truth had failed. His people were a prey. And it says he saw there was no man to save them. So his arm brought salvation unto him, his righteousness, it sustained him. He put on righteousness as a breastplate, a helmet of salvation. He came down with vengeance. And he said, I will repay. Yes, like unto Moses. Looked on his brethren's burdens and slew the enemy of his brother. Verse chapter 3. Go down to chapter 3. It says Moses was a shepherd. He kept the flock. What was Moses doing before he became that prophet or a prophet? What was Moses doing before he led the people out of Egypt? He was keeping sheep. Keeping sheep. He was a good shepherd. And our Lord has been, always has been, the great shepherd. He said when he came, I am the good shepherd. And long before he came, he was keeping every one of God's sheep. He kept them and will ever keep them. Well, Moses went up the mountain and spoke to God on behalf of the people and spoke face to face with God. Moses went up there and spoke face to face with God as a friend speaks to his friend. And God said to Moses, nobody else, God said to Moses, I will send you. I will send thee. You're going to go for me. You will be my spokesman to the people. Nobody else. If they hear from me, they will hear from you. Moses said, another prophet, a prophet will God raise up like me. And Christ, when he came, he said, the Father hath sent me. All that I speak of him. The words that I speak of the Father that sent me. He's the sent one. To teach his people, to deliver his people, save his people. Look at verse 11, chapter 3, verse 11. Look at this. Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and I bring forth the children out? And down in verse 12, God said to him, certainly I will be with thee. This shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. You're going to bring them here and worship. When you bring them out, in other words, there was no doubt as to the outcome of Moses bringing them out, was it? Huh? It was an absolute certainty. When God said, I'm sending you to bring them out, there was absolutely no doubt about it. When God spoke it, they're coming out. And when Christ was born, God told the angels, announce his birth, call his name Jesus, for he not might, not hopes to, not plans to, if men will cooperate, he shall save his people from their sins. He shall bring my people out. And he'll bring them up into that holy mountain with God someday and present them, I and the children which the Father has given them, and their worship forever. Yes, a prophet like unto me, Moses said. Moses had a rod and a staff, didn't he? Everything Moses did, he did with that rod and that staff. He ruled the people with it. He would separate this and that and the other with his staff. He would lead his people with that staff. He would protect them with that staff. He made the way with that staff. The scripture says concerning Christ, he shall smite, Isaiah 11, he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth. And yet that same rod and that same staff, they comfort me. This is the word of Christ. The word of Christ. Moses was called, well, look at, let me see if I can find that. It says in chapter 4. You need to look at this. Chapter 4, look at verse 16. God said this to Aaron, of Aaron, Aaron shall be thy spokesman unto the people. He shall be he shall be to thee instead of a mouth. Aaron represents Christ's apostles whom he sent out to speak. He said, they hear you. They hear from me. They hear through you. But look at this. But thou, Moses, shall be to him in the stead of God. You know, the word is vicar. Men like to use titles today, don't they? Reverend and this and that and the other, and rector and vicar. And Jesus Christ is the only vicar. Vicar means in the stead of God. That's what it means. There's but one vicar, and that is Jesus Christ, in the stead of God. Christ said this, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. He's in the stead of God, mediator, advocate. Moses was great, a prophet like unto me, Moses said. Moses was great in the sight of all the people. He was great in the sight of all the people. Even Pharaoh thought Moses was great. Well, what does it say concerning Christ? He grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God, with men even. And even Pilate, his enemy, was forced to say, there's a man. Even Pilate, who wanted to find something wrong with him, said, I can find no fault in this man. I'm impressed with him. Pilate trembled in his presence. Though Christ was the one in chains, Pilate trembled in the presence of this great man. Yeah, a prophet like unto me, Moses said. Great in the sight of all. And this is what the scriptures say. Moses sanctified the people. God told Moses, you sanctify the people. That means set them apart. You set my people apart. We love those scriptures, don't we, John? Where Christ said, for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified. Hebrews 10. By the which will we are sanctified, by the offering of the body of Christ once for all. He that sanctifieth and they that are sanctified are all one. Yes, like unto me, Moses said. Moses, one day, the children of Israel were pursued by their enemies. They came to a impasse. They came to a place where there was no way out. No way. There was a vast gulf fixed between them and the promised land. And the enemy behind them, sure to destroy them. Dead set on destroying them. What happened? It says Moses lifted up his hand, lifted up that rod. And it says that vast gulf that was fixed between the children of Israel and the promised land parted. Moses made a way. And they walked across that way on dry land, no mud on their feet, because Moses stretched out his hand. Yes, a prophet like unto me, Moses said, shall the Lord raise up. Christ stretched out his hands on Calvary's tree, did he not? And our sins pursued us. There's a gulf fixed between us and God. And Christ, by his outstretched, crucified hands, became the way. And we walk into the presence of God, into the Holy of Holies itself, by this new and living way. Christ said, I am the way. And there's no mud on our feet. Not one sin. Not one sin. No, nothing left. Former things not be remembered, but come to mind. Out of the miry clay, set upon a rock, dry land. Moses wrote a song. And I'm going to quit. I don't want to. Moses wrote a song, and in that song, he said things like this. Over in Exodus 15. You know we're going to sing this in glory. Because they're singing this song of Moses in glory. Exodus 15, he sang and wrote of things like this. The right hand of the Lord is glorious in power. Verse 7, greatness of thine excellency has overthrown them that rose up against thee. Verse 11, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the God? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Verse 13, thou in mercy hast led forth your people. You've redeemed your people. Verse 17, you'll bring them in and plant them in the mountain. Verse 18, the Lord shall reign forever. So Moses wrote a beautiful song of God's salvation, God's deliverance, the victory, the glorious triumph of our Lord, his redemption, his people brought in. That sounds kind of like John 17 to me, doesn't it? John 17. Our Lord said in that high priestly prayer, I have glorified thee on the earth. I finished the work you've given me to do. He said, those that you've given me, I've kept, and none of them is lost. He said, the glory you've given me, I've given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. He said, Father, I will that they also whom you've given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. Yes, a prophet like unto me. A few more things. Moses led 2 million people through a wilderness. And he lost. Now here's where the similarities start to end. He lost most of them. But our Lord shall hath doth and shall lead a people as the stars of the sky and the sands of the seashore, and not lose one. Oh, yeah, he's greater than Moses, all right. Greater than Moses. And Moses gave them water. Christ is the water. Moses made an atonement, it says. Christ is the atonement. Moses interceded for the people to God. He said, blot me out. God says, I can't do that. Christ said, blot me out. And he did. He was made sin for us. He who knew no sin was numbered with the transgressors, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Moses pitched, Scripture says it, Moses pitched the tabernacle. That is, he erected the tents. Christ built his church. He built his temple. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Moses gathered the people. Moses gave to the people. Moses was the mediator. Yes, like unto me, Moses said. Only greater. Now Moses said, he's coming. Peter preached, he's here. Paul wrote, he's coming again. That prophet. Priest and king. Anybody interested in the other two offices? A prophet, only greater than that prophet. And he said, Peter in his message, quoting Moses, said, if any man doth not hear him, that soul will be cut off. Our Lord said, heaven and earth will pass. There in Deuteronomy 18, how you would know a prophet, we read all of that. The way that you would know that a prophet was sent by God is if the thing that he prophesied came to pass, then you'd know that God said it. Christ said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one word of mine. Not a jot, not a tittle, not a comma or a semicolon will be misplaced or pass away, but it'll all be fulfilled. And he kept telling them over and over again things that would surely happen. He said, the Son of Man must go to Jerusalem and be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall mock him and scoff him and spit upon him. Scripture after scripture after scripture, he quoted. And shall crucify him, but he shall rise again the third day. Did it come to pass? Absolutely. Just like he said. Is this that prophet? He most certainly is. Okay, stand with me.